What makes a man a man?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
According to one source, a man should be brave, financially responsible, generous, sociable, procreative, and sexually capable. Some say society is changing the way we define manliness. They say technology is replacing jobs that used to require strength, and more women now provide for families. Sadly, some men believe reliance on God is a crutch. So to prove their manliness, they neglect the spiritual side of life, leaving that to women and children. Such a distorted view of manliness ignores God and the way God created us. The core of humanity's rebellion against God is the false idea that we can function without Him. But wise people accept the truth that the psalmist expressed about his need for God. In Psalm 71, he wrote, "O Lord, I have come to you for protection. Don't let me be disgraced. Save me and rescue me, for you do what is right. Turn your ear to listen to me and set me free. Be my rock of safety, where I can always hide. O Lord, you alone are my hope. That's why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long." King David was in no way physically weak, yet he readily admitted his need for God. Men today should have the same attitude.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.